Got all my favorite uncles coming through. My sister, my auntie, and my mother too. Got all the kids here. Even my gangster cousins got the Christmas cheer. Holiday specials on the cable. It's about a million cakes of pies up on the table. I'm loving every minute, but I wanna do something very special this year.
So if I wrote a melody, would you sing it?
Don't matter if you sing off key, just spin it. We're having a good time, feeling alright.
All right.
Everybody sing along, say
la 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 la
la la
la la la la la la.
This is my Christmas carol. This is my Christmas carol.
La 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 la.
Ooh.
La 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 la.
Yeah. This is my Christmas carol. This is my Christmas carol. Phone slapping on the table, food cooking in the kitchen. Family sitting around, everybody reminiscing. Everybody's here but Big Mama's missing. Last year this time she was telling us to listen. As we gather round and pray, I'm thankful for another day. I'm loving every minute, but I wanna do something a little different this year.
So if I wrote a melody, would you sing it?
Don't matter if you sing off key, just spin it. We're having a good time, feeling alright. Everybody sing along, say
la 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 la.
This is my Christmas carol. This is my Christmas carol. Ha la 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 la
la.
This is my Christmas carol. This is my Christmas carol. Best present for me
is my family.
I got all that I need
right in front of me.
I don't need no money. This priceless love is more than enough for me. Best present for me
is my family.
I got all that I need
right in front of me.
I don't need no money. This priceless love is more than enough for me.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
La.
This is my Christmas carol. This is my Christmas carol.
La 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 la.
This is my Christmas carol. This is my Christmas carol.
Praise God. Welcome. I am Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are tuning in to my radio segment titled Empowering for All. Praise God for my continual listeners and for my new listeners that are tuning in with me tonight. We are jump-starting, kicking off the initiation week of Christmas. Today is Sunday, December 22nd. It is the end of the year. And praise God, we are still here. He didn't have to do it, but his grace is sufficient, and he did do it. He kept us, he carried us, and we are alive. So many didn't make it. God knows best. As the show started, you were listening to my previous guest that was on with me December 8th. Icon Fred Hammond label signed artist Mario R. Brown. That was his song titled My Christmas Carol. Tonight, I'm going to bring you a power pack message that God has deposited in my spirit to share with you. Before I go into the message, I always like to highlight what's going on with me, my show, and give shout outs. So let me briefly once again for my new listeners. I am Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. My mess became my message. I was born and raised in Akron, Ohio. You've heard that before. That's where the infamous LeBron James is from. As you can see, big and great things such as myself and him come from small places. God is able, and he's a good God. And I thank God for what he's done in my life every day. I moved to Georgia at the ripe age of 17, a few months shy of my 18th birthday. I've lived there well over 28 years now. I didn't know at the time God was going to allow Atlanta, Georgia, to be my mess. now at 44 years old and birthing into my harvest season for what God has brought me forth to do. My mess now has become my message. I am that vessel God snatched from the secular world. He snatched me from the stages of being an exotic dancer to the pages of the Bible. Here at Empowering for All, I am going to build faith, knock down the walls of evilness, and encourage you and empower you. I'm not here to judge you. I will be going into 2014 with even more push, more strength, more knocking out the devil, more acknowledging those who many are too holy to see. For God loves us all. It's not about your holiness. It's about your faithfulness. It's about your heart. God can hear your tongue, but he knows your heart. Upcoming things in 2014 going on at Empowering for All that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to have on artists who are motivational, inspiring, gospel. I will be interviewing you live. I'm going to be talking with people who have an outreach and are in the realm of God. Athletes who are giving back to the community, doing righteous and good things and respecting people and not letting their status become their name. Praise God, tonight I want to shout out, and this is a great guy to follow on Twitter, and all my listeners, do go follow him. Not only does he bring powerful, packed, inspirational messages, he's just an awesome, awesome, highly motivated, kind-hearted man. Terry Alex, follow him on Twitter at take care of the letter U, the letter U, the letter U. Shout out to my longtime and dear associate and friend Dallas in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to Kelly in Atlanta. Shout out to Sydney in Atlanta. Shout out to Sam, my eyelash lady. She's been taking care of me while I'm out of town working. I just had an appointment with her yesterday. Her spirit is yet sweet, but her work is so good. Sam, I thank God for you every day, and I wish you the best for the upcoming year of 2014. And I still will be here working, and I will see you in the end of January. Next week, don't miss me. I'm going to have recording artist, Keeping God First, family-connected young man, highly talented, T.J. Flint from Athens, Georgia. Yes, he's going to be on my show. Praise God for him. I look forward to that being another great interview. Kicking off the new year, 2014, January 12th, I will have Russell B. Lawrence. Russell Lawrence is the president and CEO of the Millionaires Club of America. There's nothing like being empowered and inspired and driven and gaining knowledge about going forth in prosperity. So I look forward to interviewing and speaking with him as well. Don't be shy. Don't hesitate. If you are a sign artist, you have an outreach, you are doing great things, moving forward, motivation, you have a testimony where you came out of something treacherous and God delivered you, send me your bio. You could very well be invited to be a guest on my show. I would love to have you. Email me your bio, ymctier_empowerment@yahoo.com. That is also available in case you didn't catch me giving it to you. Visit my website, www.ymctierempowerment.com. Once again, www.ymctierempowerment4all.com. It is there. At the contact page, you can email me your bio. My email is available for you there. Don't miss it. If you missed it, you have to catch up. Last week, praise God, interviewing with authors Rick and Chris Strickland, we had a triple dose of blessings come through at Empowerment for All. None other than Hollywood great Niecy Nash called in on the show. Praise God for you, Niecy Nash. much blessings to you and continual prosperity in your life. Hear Niecy Nash calling on my show on my website. It is up on the home page. Hear past other radio shows at my radio tab. Donate. Help me reach nations. Continue the growth that God is depositing in me and bringing out to you for the show at the PayPal donate button. Buy my book titled The Tragic Times of a Woman. It is available through Barnes & Noble on my homepage, on my website, Amazon at the Tragic Times of a Woman link, and other outlets as well. I'm going to stop here. I'm going to go to another song. And when I come back, I'm going to take you into the realm of the greatness of a power-packed message God has deposited in me to give you to jumpstart and ignite your Christmas week. I'll be back in a moment.
Shine on me like a bright light star. You find in me, might fight them hard cause you can find in me. I'ma start this spark cause you rely on me. I'ma shepherd these sheep from the street. Clear your path like John while washing their feet. Give them milk and nurture all while feeding them meat. I'ma tell it to the Gentile like the pastor told me. He said if I follow he'll save me a seat. He said I got power and my fire is heat. The dead don't devour cause his people just sleep. You're warmer, why bother cause my spirit ain't weak. This feeling is real and this feeling is deep. Your father is still, but my father you see. The kingdom is real, and with him I believe. Just an action for a grace and watch the heavens release.
Yeah. You are for more.
And other things I do. Who said your bread didn't feed the crew? Who said your miracles wasn't even true? Not me. I believe as a sinner. I believe the pearly gates I can enter. Keep your game of commandments tight. Rumors love you in the saying white. Repent to the holy man for sight. Acting that man again for life. No more living wrong or living tripe. So this time I'ma do it and begin the hype. John 1:17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came from Jesus Christ himself. No more sin and delivery, I owe Satan no fees. The blood paid for mine and all those who believe. The Messiah paid the cost when he was nailed to that tree. A lifetime of suffering, he did that to free all those in bondage by that servant Louise. His blood is the cure to kill all the disease. All the sickness with poverty, all the ones who can't see. His grace is sufficient from the great to the least. In the kingdom I go to where there's groceries to eat. Seconds on mine, cause he said it's a feast. No mixing of lies, cause we are true to our speech. Loving is joy, no confusion in me. When I ask for more grace, he poured on me. He has us in the store wounds who act and will see. We're living when he say he created the world in a week. Sing.
He loves the world.
Thank you. Father, can you hear me? I'm calling on your name. Not Buddha nor Muhammad, but it's Jesus we cry out loud. Father, just forgive us. Hear us when we say, we'll give you, give you, give you everything. Our lives and souls today.
Praise God, and welcome back. I am Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are tuning in to my radio segment titled Empowering for All. If you're just tuning in, you're going to be blessed tonight. I'm going to bring a powerful, anointed message to you. Before I go into the message, before I went to break, I was sharing with you the upcoming things for Empowering for All in 2014. I was giving shout-outs as well. Also tonight, I want to shout out to Melissa Lujan, who is a new follower to me on Twitter, Billionaire Rob, Craig Ronson, Trevor Craig. Billionaire Rob, Trevor Craig, and Craig Ronson sent me some phenomenal music this morning. Praise God for you. Melissa Lujan is a signed artist who's doing great things as well. She just recently did a concert with Keith Sweat. Coming out of my secular world, Keith Sweat has always been one of my favorite singers and still looks well. Praise God for all of you. For those of you who want to follow me on Twitter, and I would like to follow you back, that's what I do. I'm not greedy. I'm not selfish. I'm a team player. If you follow me, I will follow you back. Locate me on Twitter at capital Y, capital M, lowercase c, capital T-I-E-R. Follow me on Facebook, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. Follow me on Instagram, Evangelist Y McTeer. Praises and shout out to my wonderful producer, Ms. Nikki Rich. She's doing fabulous and great uplifting and inspiring and getting the word out for my show, Empowering for All. Do go to my Twitter page. Do go to my Facebook page and go to Instagram. Today, she blew my mind. She put out some new promo flyers. They are absolutely beautiful. Nikki, I love them. Praise God for you. God could have connected me to a better producer. I thank you so much for that. Going forward tonight, I'm going to be speaking to you from the book of Proverbs. Many of you who are just tuning in, listening to me, I will share this with you. My messages I bring to you are from the prayer of me seeking and spending with God of what he tells me to tell you. Even though I'm from the secular world, the deposit that God has put in me and what he's called me to do is great. There's nobody greater in my life than God. I love people. I am a people person. But my first in dedication and upliftment and reverence and respect goes to God. The thing that I do, I seek prayer to God because as his sheep, I know his voice. So I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, tell my people ending this year, going into 2014, better yet, ask my people, are you ending 2013 smothered in mess, distress, self-pity, anger, resentment, bad attitude, blaming everyone else for your problem, or have you or are you going to choose God to cover you? The blood of Jesus cancels all negativity. Now, I hope you were able to follow me on that. Once again, are you ending 2013 smothered in mess, distress, self-pity, anger, resentment, having a bad attitude, consistently always blaming everyone else for your problem? Or have you or will you choose God to cover you? The blood of Jesus cancels everything. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go into some scripture that God has asked me to share with you in the book of Proverbs. If you don't have your Bible, there's no need to worry because, you know, I keep mine. It is attached literally at my hip. I've got one in my purse. I've got one with me at work, at my desk. I've got one in my car. My word is power because my word, which is the Bible, is prayer. And prayer helps me knock out the devil he tries to attack me. Now, many of you all see my glory, but you don't know my story. Partake in my book, The Tragic Times of a Woman. It will lead you and guide you through all the hell that broke out in my life when I said no more to the devil and I said yes to God. So don't misconstrue and Don't misconstrue and do not complace your mindset to say, oh, she just wants money. It's not about the money. If you do not donate a dime to my ministry, God is going to supply every need because of my obedience of what he's told me to do to speak to his people. That is a God that we serve, a faithful, loving, supportive, will never leave you or forsake you, God. The devil comes to tell you that people are always speaking in ministry to rob you of your money. But what the devil wants you to not get is blessed. He wants you to stay tied up, locked up, encamped, and surrounded in darkness. Change your mindset. Take off thoughts that you're washed up, you're a failure, you're guilty. Put on new labels. You've been redeemed, you've been restored, you are forgiven for all your transgressions and things you haven't done that you felt were not right. You're creative, you're talented, and you are worthy. Now, that statement right there came from Joel Osteen. I tuned into him this morning, and my God, I'm telling you, it was such a powerful, packed message he brought. Take off labels of negativity, put on labels of great for Joel Osteen, a great anointed man of God, always teaching and bringing the word of goodness to his people. Now, moving forward in tonight's message, I'm going to start here, the book of Proverbs. Let me give to you, for many of you who are not familiar with the book of Proverbs, a quick outline. The author of the book of Proverbs is Solomon. The content of what the book of Proverbs contain is pretty much practical instructions for successful living, giving by God to supplement the teaching of the prophets, which was to call men to repentance in the book and the work of the priests, which was to direct the worship of the people. The book of Proverbs teaches that there is a divine wisdom given to man by God, but there is also a divinely given human wisdom or common sense, and both must play a part in daily life. Practical sayings from many centuries are collected together in this book, and it deals with such diverse matters as the discipline of children, social justice, foolish talk, and money. And the book of Proverbs ends significantly with a description of a truly good wife. The theme of Proverbs is the first step to wisdom is to trust and reverence the Lord. This is to say that only when a man trusts in God will he be truly wise. Human wisdom is fine and necessary, but no matter how skilled a person might be, without humility in the presence of God and a willingness to learn from him, he will inevitably go astray. The book also teaches the sanctity of human life. Everything that pertains to successful living is a concern to God, and he has made provision for it. Now I'm going to double back and highlight the key that stuck out in the theme. Human wisdom is fine and necessary, but no matter how skilled a person might be, without humility in the presence of God, meaning that if you do not take God first in your life and trust God, begin to walk with God and serve God, you are an empty vessel. But no matter, then it goes on to say, no matter how skilled a person might be, without humility in the presence of God and a willingness to learn from him, he will go astray. You will not be continually blessed if you do not choose God. Every day that you are seeing things happen in the world, it is a message from God sharing with his people. There will never be a power greater than God's power. There's only one power that is dominion over this earth, and that is the power of God. And the blood of Jesus cancels all darkness and evilness if you believe in the word of God. Now, going into Proverbs, I'm going to start with Proverbs 1, verse 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, and 10. Proverbs 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and iniquity. Moving on to 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Moving on to verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Come on, somebody. There we are. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I'm going to stop there for 1 second. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That verse right there is powerful enough to let you know that what God is telling the people, his people, you can never be too good that you know so much and that you're above him, because you are a fool who is despising wisdom and instruction. And we have so many people many a time, they know so much and they know everything and you can't tell them nothing, and before you know it, they are in the pit of hell. You have to be in a place that even in life, when people come to give you constructive criticism, you may not like it, but a lot of times it is to help you and elevate you and carry you for where God is taking you. Also, it will help you a lot of times to pull you out of a mess before you walk through the door. Moving on to Proverbs 7. I do apologize. Moving on, that was verse 7 from Proverbs. Wow, God wants me to go back to that verse again. It's power in that verse. Proverbs 1, verse 10. My son, if sinners entice thee, content thy not. Now I'm going to read from Proverbs 22 through 33. How long, ye sons, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when you fear cometh. When your fear cometh at desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. I just shared with you Psalms 22 through 33. As you can see reading those passages, and I'm going to go back for the strength that I feel that God is taking me to reverence to you. Psalm 27. When you, that's not Psalm 27, is one of my favorite psalms as well. Proverbs 27. When you fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, Proverbs 28, then shall they call upon me. What God is saying here to the people is when all hell breaks loose in your life, you don't know me until that hell breaks loose. Then you want to call on me. But when you call on me, since you haven't known me prior to your mess, you've ignored me, you served the devil, you've lived a life of what you wanted to do, go where you want to go, have it your way, talk to people any kind of way, lie on folks, gossip about people, tear people down, and look at folks as if you're better than them, don't call me. Because when you call upon me, I will not answer you. Meaning that God's door is always open. Let me flip that around because I don't want you all to take that the wrong way. God is not a God that he will turn you away because he said no sin is greater than any other and I will not judge you. But what God is saying is that don't expect me to jump up quickly and save you and rescue you and hear you when you haven't even reverenced and known me on any day. It is so important that you continue and build a relationship with God. So when you go to him, you have a direct channel to call him. Because when you don't know him, you don't have a direct line to call him. You're going to get a busy signal for a while. And it's up to God because his ways are his ways and his thoughts are his thoughts when he decides to give you a connected line. Come on, somebody. Proverbs 29, for they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 30, they with none of my counsel, they despise all my reproof. 31, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way
and be filled with their own devices, meaning that you want to have it your way, you're going to do it your way, you're going to eat your own fruit. You're not going to eat the fruit of the goodness of the harvest in the kingdom of God. And many of you know if you're going to eat your own fruit, you have to maintain your fruit because fruit will go bad. In God's kingdom, fruit never spoils. His fruit multiplies, and it just gets greater and sweeter every day. And you go forward in greatness and happiness and blessings. Proverbs 32. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Come on now. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. What God is saying in this message here to the people is this. Keep seeking those who don't know God, those who don't serve God, those who don't praise God. You are following the prosperity and worshiping fools that are going to destroy you. He moves on to say in Proverbs 33, through Solomon, but whoso hearkens unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil, saying, if you come to me, serve me, love me, and honor me, I will keep you, I will carry you, and you shall never fear, and evil shall not come to you. I stand here tonight as a witness and a testimony to share with you that word is true. If you choose God and walk away from your mess and your distress and your road of destruction, he will keep you. He will carry you, he will elevate you, and he will bless you. But it is in your heart that you have to honestly say, God, I'm with you. Your mouth can say much, but your heart says everything. Because remember, even after Solomon's father, who was David, God said, David is a man after my own heart. Many of you who know the way, know the word, and know the parable of David, David had many concubines, as we say in the world today. David was a womanizer. David had many women. He did what he wanted to do. But one thing David never stopped doing, he never stopped praising the Lord. David praised the Lord so strongly that he danced out of his clothes. That's a bad man. Now, I'm Pentecostal, and I have gone, and we have praised God. We have hollered. We have screamed. We have shouted. We have spoken tongues. But I have yet to see anybody praise God out their clothes. That's a praising man. And God honors a praise. So if God can say to the people, David is a man after my heart, he's going to say the same thing for you because he knows your heart. He made you. He created you. You may not see it. You may not believe it. You may not even think it. But God knows your heart. Don't allow yourself the opportunity of missing out on the goodness of the kingdom of God going into 2000. End your nastiness and ugliness and unforgiveness. Leave it behind in 2013. I'm going to stop here. I'm going to take a quick break. I hope you have been blessed by what I spoke to you tonight. I didn't come to speak to you long, but I came to speak to you strong. It's not how long you speak, it's the content of what you speak that reaches the people. I can sit up here and talk to you and babble on for 5 hours and you not gain anything. But I can come on and speak to you strong for 30 to 40 minutes and you gain everything. That's what you call power packing in the anointing and power packing in the fruitfulness of what it takes to walk in God's kingdom and know that you're not making a mistake. Once again, I don't have to speak to you for 5 hours to let you know God is able, and if you come to him, he will carry you and bless you, and you can trust him. Now, I'm going to be back in a moment. I'm going to go to break and play Mario R. Brown, Glory. God bless you. Before I do play the song, if you're desiring prayer for the last 18 minutes of my show, don't be bashful. You can always be anonymous. You don't have to say who you are. Do call in, 323-580-5749. I would love to pray with you. I'll be back in a moment.
it wasn't for you, I'd still be standing in the middle of the road, lost and confused. When you had a plan for me and I never knew, but now I'm living all for your glory. I found my purpose in you. That's why I'm singing, telling everyone my story. I wanna blow my trumpet for you. I never feel the rain of the thousands of fans. As long as you hear me, as long as you please with the works of your hand, I'll keep on living all for your glory. Cause I found my purpose in you. I'll keep on singing, telling everyone my story.
Praise God. Welcome back. I'm Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You've been tuning in tonight for my radio segment titled Empowering for All. That was icon Fred Hammondstein, recording artist, singer, dad, praise and worship leader, my guest who was with me December 8th, Mario R. Brown, his song titled Glory. And yes, God, it is all for your glory. I hope you have been blessed tonight by the message that I brought to you from the book of Proverbs. For those of you who are just tuning in, I spoke tonight from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 1,
verse 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, and 10. Then God led me to move on, and I read from Proverbs 1, 22 through 33. God is saying, are you ending 2013 smothered in mess, distress, self-pity, a bad attitude, always blaming someone else for your problems, angry, resenting, wishing you were someone else, wanting someone else's life, wanting someone else's man or spouse or whatever it is that you're envious over, such as material things? Or are you going to sit down and give God the praise for your life? Find the greatness he's put in you. Choose God to cover you, because the blood of Jesus cancels all negativity. Praise God for you. And a shout out to all my new listeners and my continual listeners. Happy holidays to you from Evangelist Yolanda McGeer. May your Christmas not only be joyous, it be blessed, prosperous, fulfilling, and a new enlightenment in your mind to know God. Sharing with you briefly, once again, join me every week here at Empowering for All, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central, here at Blog Talk Radio, 323-580-5749. Also, hear me via web, Blog Talk Radio. Type in my lovely producer, The Nikki Rich Show. You can hear me. College Underground, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Next week, you don't want to miss me. I'm going to have Keeping God First recording artist T.J. Flint from Athens, Georgia. He will be on with me, praise God. I'm looking forward to a great interview. Going into 2014, January 12th, I will be interviewing President and CEO of the Millionaires Club of America, Russell Lawrence. Looking forward to a great interview. And there's other interviews coming that I'm putting together, and I will keep you in tune as well. God is good. Growth is happening. I am blessed and ecstatic for all of you that tweet with me. I collaborate back with you and you follow me. Join in and be a follower. I will follow you back on Twitter, at capital Y, capital M, lowercase C, capital T-I-E-R. Follow me on Instagram, Evangelist Y McTeer. Follow me on Facebook, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. Once again, for those of you who may just be tuning in, I spoke about it earlier, but I've got to go over it again. My producer really outdid herself today. She blew my mind. Her designs for the new promos that she has put up for me, you can see them on my Facebook page. Once again, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. See one of them on my Twitter page. I'm going to put the other one up when the broadcast ends. They look really good. I'm feeling good, and God is good. Amen. Once again, I'm shouting out to Melissa Lujan, one of my great new followers on Twitter. She was just in concert with Keith Sweat. Hey, Keith, I'm looking forward to it. You know you need to call in. I want to hear from you two as well. I need to interview you and Melissa together. He's what we say old school, but his music is bad. He's just bad. He's always been a clean, crisp, good-sounding artist. Praise God. He's still ticking, as we say. He's still bringing it. Praise God for that. Praise God for you as well, Melissa Lujan, with your career. Blessings to you. Billionaire Rob, Craig Bronson, Trevor Craig, once again, praise God for you for sending in the music that you sent to me this morning. It was just phenomenal and outstanding. I do out of respect coming from the secular world. I listen to every piece of music that comes to me. You all can imagine it is tons and tons coming in on a daily basis. But out of respect for my show being a gospel-based show, unfortunately, I cannot play cursing lyrics. So I know you may want me to listen to it and play it on my show, but unfortunately I cannot. I cannot disrespect the man who sits above me, who is my way maker, provider, healer, and my everything, God. I cannot play cursing lyrics that reference degrading women, reference cursing language, talk about how you're going to do this and do that.
I need the music to be inspirational, motivational, clean, and crisp. If it is rap, it needs to be clean rap. I thank you all so much for submitting. I look forward to listening to more great music that I am hearing that's clean, crisp, and empowering. I feel led at this point. I'm going to say a prayer. God is leading on my heart to say a prayer. I'm going to close the show with Isaiah. But I'm going to say this prayer. Father God, right now, as my listeners are tuned in, I ask that you not only extend a hand of favor in their lives, you extend a way to open up doors through the crisis that they are encountering. Father God, for all those who don't know how, when, where, or what direction to go, let them know that you can and you will carry them through. If you brought them to it, you will bring them through it. God, your grace is sufficient. And as your daughter that you snatched from the secular world off the stages to the pages of the Bible, put me in isolation, stripped me, molded me, shaped me, equipped me, and strengthened me for what you called me to do in your kingdom, I stand as a vessel and a testimony that what I'm saying to you is true. You have to come to God and know God is able. Trust God, people. I'm not saying this because I think it's something good. I'm not trying to sing a song about it, but I'm going to be profound in it. God's word is sovereign. His grace is sufficient. He will carry you. He will bless you. It may not come in 24 hours. It may not come in 48 hours. It may not come in a day. It may not come in a week. It may not come in a month. But he's the slowest man in the world to be on time. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, right now, as I continue to speak to the people, doing what you've told me to do, being obedient and walking with you, that you saturate everyone that calls into my show with an overflow of blessings in their lives. Let the anointing that flows from me channel into them, because from the branches of your trees flows good fruit. I am a good fruit that you have chosen from to fall off of your tree. Let the anointing and blessings that you've given me fall on the people. Let them begin to see miraculous turnarounds in their lives. Father God, dominion and trust and elevation come to them like never before. Father God, saturate and cast your angels around them as they travel to and fro on the highways. Every day we turn on the news, we see something radical. We see something crazy. We don't understand why someone had to die. We don't understand why a loved one was taken away. But give them the strength and encouragement to know that you are, I am, that I am. You will make a way out of no way. Some things we may not understand, but it is in your plans to carry us and keep us and bless us. Holy Ghost, fall on me right now because I feel the saturation of the Holy Ghost all over me. It's not a joke with the anointing God has given me. God has spoke to me and said, my daughter, they may have looked at you and laughed at you, but they didn't know the deposit of the anointing that I've placed in you. You will go forth. You will reach the people. Lives that you speak into, they will see a change. Blessings will come. 2014, God said, I'm hearing it clear as day, a triple dose for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I need right now. I don't need anybody else but Jesus. Because when I get in that place with God, I know without a shadow of a doubt, my God is on fire. And the fire that he has placed in me, you all just wait and see. I've been holding back. I've been a little shy. But God said, no, baby, you can't be shy because there's too many souls crying. I placed in you a deliverance. I placed in you a calling. I have placed in you a reaching. I have placed in you a teaching. I have placed in you to do what I told you to do, and that's to speak to my people and let them know that what you carry is real in my kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Excuse me, because right now the Spirit of God is all over me, and I cannot hold back. But I know one thing, I'm on track with the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father in heaven. Bless all of you tonight. I'm going to say one more time, choose God. Trust God. Open your door and give the devil an exit. Tell him to get out. Hear a new knock at your door. Open the door and say, God, you are my new resident. You are my new visitor. You are my new connection. I love you. I'm going to stay with you, and I'm going to trust you. Until next week, be blessed. I have a caller. Wait a minute. Praise God. Let me jump on this caller before my show ends. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm in the spirit, but I see the caller, 661. Hallelujah. Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm just blessed. I'm blessed that I'm here with you. I'm feeling the spirit that that God has put upon you, and I just want you to bless me with the Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit is trying to say, what I need to do for the following year.
Amen. And who am I speaking with, or would you like to remain anonymous? You can have, you solely have that choice. You want to remain anonymous, or would you like to say your name tonight?
Yes, my name is Jermaine.
Okay, Jermaine, praise God for you. Jermaine, as a man, hearing you, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, there's a struggle, there's a tussle, there's a wrestling. Sometimes you say mm-hmm. yes to God, sometimes you say no. You really don't know. But I hear God saying, you're going to have to praise God. Don't hang up. Even though the show may end, we still will be connected. I hear God saying, okay, you're going to have to solely trust him to see things change for the better in your life. It's not about your toughness. It's about your submission to God.
Amen.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, praise God. And that is something that I know is hard. It was hard for me, and I know for men a lot of times with ego and pride, it's even harder. But trust him and just know that things will turn around for you.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, right now, as the show ends, Jermaine is going to stay connected, and I see the other caller, 404. Praise God for you. I'm going to click on. Don't hang up. Because a lot of times the show will end, but I have a few minutes to still talk with you. Father God, right now, as the Spirit fell on me tonight and I'm obedient to you, I'm no longer shy, but I'm going to do what you called me to do in the Spirit of the Lord. I speak right now a covering over Jermaine. I speak a new mind and a way of thinking, of seeking you, God. Moving forward like never before to bless, take away the stress, and give him a new look, not only in your kingdom, but in his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jermaine, I want you to follow me on Twitter. I want you to follow me on Twitter. I hear it. I hear so much more. And anytime you're referencing God, time flies. And I'm going to be praying and seeking God because I know God is going to do more things in 2014, even for my show to stay on longer for vessels such as yourself calling in, seeking prayer. Follow me on Twitter. Direct message me. There's some other things God wants me to share with you. Follow me at Y, capital M, lowercase C, capital T-I-E-R. Can you do that?
Okay, I don't have Twitter, and I'm not into social media.
Okay.
Can I have, do you have email?
I do, Jermaine. Yes, go to my website. Go to my website and go to the contact page and email me. Do you have a pen to write down my website?
Okay, is it YMCTierEmpowermentForAll.com?
Yes. Once again, Y McTeer, Empowerment, the number 4, all.com.
Okay.
So go to the contact page and email me. I look forward to it.
I thank you, and you have a blessed day and happy season.
Happy season, and God bless you as well.
Yes, God bless.
Good night.
Good night.